Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitope Institute radio show. I'm David Wolf, your host here in the Sofitope studios with Marie Glashin at the controls. It's June 8th, 2011. You're listening to the Sofitope radio show, your station for self-realization. We invite you to participate, call into the show, or write into the show on our blog talk chat. To call in, the number is 805-285-9749. If you're call in, or you have already called in and you want to participate, share your comments, get some on-the-spot coaching, then press 1. Number again to call into the show, 805-285-9749, then press 1 to participate in the show. We'll be delighted to hear from you today. This is David Wolf, your host, the Sofitope Institute radio show. We've received some inspiring comments from our show from 2 weeks ago, where the topic was about the difference between topics and issues, and we received some encouraging comments about how practically valuable that distinction is. That how sometimes we can get caught up in topics without seeing what's the real issue here, and often the topic might be who's gonna pay for this, or who's gonna take out the trash. But oftentimes the issue might be trust or fulfillment or security or self-esteem or respect. And so the distinction in our conversations, and especially those conflictual situations that are emotionally charged, what's the difference between issues and topics? And we'll be glad to hear any realizations, comments, challenges you might have related to that, or anything else you want to share on the Sofitope radio show, your station for self-realization. Also, we invite you to visit our Sofitope website. Visit our Sofitope website. That's www.sofitope.com. I'll spell it for newcomers to the Sofitope environment. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T. Thomas O. B. Victor E. Sofitope.com. At our website, especially in the library section, of our website, there are many videos on transformative communication, videos, articles, radio clips, audio clips of different sorts. Visit our Sofitope website. You're listening to the Sofitope Radio Hour. This is David Wolf, here with Marie Glashin. Also, we've had some discussion this past week about the theme of a show from several weeks ago. And on the website, we entitled the show "The Billion Dollar Question." Now, if we think about the billion dollar question, so we can think about it in different ways. So one way is, if I had $1 billion, what would I do with the money? Okay. Then another way is, what would I be willing to do to get $1 billion? What would I be willing to do if I knew it was there? And that can get into things like clear intention and commitment. And in the Sofitope community, in coaching, in the seminars, if we ask that question, and the billion's a random number, the ideas, when we ask that question, we really come at it from a somewhat different place. If we ask, okay, if you had such and such huge amount of money, an amount of wealth that you would consider huge, then our question really gets at the core question, a very core question of life. That question is, what do you want? It gets into, who are you? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want your life to be about? What do you stand for? And the reason why the billion-dollar question, if you had $1 billion, relates to that. Because what we found with many people, is the story we tell ourselves about why, the story I tell myself about why I'm not living the life I'd love to live, I'm not doing just what I'd like to do, is because I need to pay the bills. I need money. And so the billion-dollar question can take that story away. Now, for some people, the billion-dollar question wouldn't really go there. For some people, it might be, well, the reason I'm not living the life I want to live 100%, doing what I want to do fully, is for some people, it's because I was born into this particular family. It's because I'm in this particular marriage. It's because my kids are like that. It's because my parents are like that. It's because my health is like that. But often we find that money is where we give our mental, emotional, and spiritual power to prevent us from living the life we want and doing what we want to do. And so the billion-dollar question gets that so-called obstacles out of the way. And it helps us to explore, at least it helps some people to explore, yes, what do I really want to do? And what I found, Marie, and sometimes it's a scary question for people, because to have an easy excuse, oh, well, of course I can't live the way I really want to because I have this obligation and I don't have enough money, I need to pay this and that. Sometimes that can be like a sort of security blanket. And it can be frightening to really look at, if I took away all that stuff, and to really look at, who do I want to be? What do I want to stand for? No excuses. What legacy do I want to leave in this world? That can be frightening. And it's easier to say, well, yeah, I mean, of course I want to do that and that, but I can't because you got to pay the bills. So we like to remove those sort of survival conversations to get at, if you were committed to thriving and living fully and contributing fully, what would that look like? And so often that hypothetical question, if you had $10 billion, what would you do? Who would you be? What do you stand for? And I find sometimes people are uncomfortable with that. And it's a different question than, if you had $1 billion, how would you spend the money? I mean, it could be related, but it's a different question. And it's a different question than, yeah, if you knew $1 billion was available, what would you do? What would you put yourself through to get it? How much pain would you undergo? It could also be valuable, but that's a different question. So where we come from is, if we remove this whole consideration of finances, money, because our focus, our inspiration, is to facilitate people to be living their life with no regrets. If we take it, well, yes, I want to do that, and I want to do that, but what about childcare? I want to do this, and I want to do that, but I'm too young, I'm too old, so I can't. So we feel sort of challenged when we hear this, I can't because we know that means that the spirit self is giving its power to the material energy. And a metaphor I like is the spirit self, and that's us. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. Not that we're intrinsically human beings who sometimes get a glimpse of something spiritual, but inherently we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So an analogy is like we're like a big ship. We're like a big ship on the ocean, powerful ship. Now, if the ship has its engines turned off, and these are signs that the engines could be turned off, language like, well, I can't because, well, I should do this, I'm obliged to do this. It means we're coming from fear and need rather than our birthright of inspiration and courage. And so if the ship has its engines turned off, then just a little tugboat the material energy. Because we're spiritual beings, so intrinsically we're superior to the material energy. So a little tugboat can drag the ship around the ocean if its engines are turned off. And that's kind of a sad scene. So, to what extent do we have our engines turned on in our life, in the way we relate, in our work? As Confucius said, if you love what you do, you'll never have to work. So we're also, in the Safetov community, we're endeavoring to create a culture where we never have to work, because we're loving what we do. Now, loving what we do doesn't mean that there's no austerity. It doesn't mean there aren't challenges. It doesn't mean there aren't frustrations. But it means I get up in the morning and I'm excited, not about what I have to do. I'm excited about what I get to do. I'm inspired by what I get. And in doing that and in creating that and in manifesting that, sure, there are challenges and headaches and disturbances. You're listening to the Safetov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We invite you to write in on chat any comments you have, any realizations you want to share. We invite you to call in and get some on-the-spot coaching, which will be valuable for yourself and for everyone listening. Not just everyone listening now, but after the show. We put our shows on the website, and they're also on Blog Talk Radio website. And so on into months and years and into eternity, people will be listening to this show. And you sharing your process can be life-changing for them, too. The number to call, 805-285-9749. This is the Safetov Radio Show. Yeah, if you're listening if you're already on the phone and you want to talk, participate in the show, press 1, dial 1. Thank you for tuning in to the Safetov Radio Show. We've talked about a few things, about questions like, what do I want? What do I stand for? About the distinction between, sometimes when we get entangled in topics, it means we're more committed to the drama of life than the actual adventure of conscious living. The adventure of conscious living, that's about really seeing, what's the issue here? What's the issue? And let me talk about this issue. Let me address this issue with courage and high-level communication, whether it's an issue with myself or an issue with others. Let me address this issue in a way that's going to enrich my self-realization, that's going to deepen my absorption in higher purposes of life, rather than get tripped up day after day, month after month, year after year, in one topic after the next, and then life just sort of passes us by.
That would be very sad. That would be very sad to be absorbing topics, you know, one after another. Often those topics, they are really connected with, you know, what I cannot have or what I cannot do or how I don't know how to do it. And then we are not living our life. That's quite sad.
Yes. And sometimes we encourage our clients, our seminar participants to experience that sadness, to experience the pain and the sadness of maybe living my life at 10%, wasted hours, wasted days, wasted years. Not to wallow in it, but oftentimes to allow ourselves to experience the pain, the sadness, or the frustration, the rage that can move us to stop wasting time and to live an inspired life. Starting now, oftentimes that cathartic experience can be just the charge necessary to kind of pierce through analysis and pierce through rationalizations, to move us into transformational action. transformational action. We talk sometimes we get insight and that leads to action. And then sometimes, we might not understand things in ourselves so well, but we move into action anyway. Jerome Bruner said that we're more likely to act ourselves into feeling than to feel ourselves into action. You're listening to the Salvatore Radio Show. We welcome your call or your write-in comments. We'll be glad to hear from you. Now, we talked about, sure, often it's helpful to not run from the pain, to not run from the sadness, to allow ourselves to experience the experience of pain, of sadness. So that, because there's the fairly common saying, what we resist persists. So if we're not acknowledging that I'm really frustrated, I'm sad, and I'm painful because I feel like I'm living an empty life to a large degree. If I'm not acknowledging that, then it stays with me. And to experience that clears a space to create something else, to create a life of meaning. And we indicated the distinction earlier between wallowing and experiencing or indulging. So we're not talking about indulging in negativity. In fact, it's a healthy strategy. It's a healthy life strategy. It's a life strategy that works to, while not avoiding the pain and the disappointment and whatever's there in our life, while not avoiding that, to acknowledge our successes, to celebrate our successes. An exercise we often do with coaching clients, and I've done myself when I don't do myself sometimes, is like for a 1 week, 2 week, or 3 or 4 month period, we have our five successes exercise where we ask, this is something you can do if you're listening in. It can really make a difference. At the end of the day, to list five successes you accomplished that day. And a key here is that these do not need to be successes that appear monumental. Okay, it's a nice exercise. Try it. Try it for 2 weeks or 2 months. At the end of each day, list five successes. It could be successes that are apparently small, even trivial. But often I find that when I'm doing this, then, like today, for example. So what successes have I had today? Okay, well, I won one set of tennis. Now you might say, well, that means you lost two. But I won one. That's where I'm focused now. What else? I completed my mantra meditation. I completed kind of the minimum that I do. So that feels good. So, well, I do that every day. There's nothing special about that. Still, it helps for me to acknowledge, okay, however I might be analyzing myself or even down on myself about different things, about habits I haven't changed and things like that. Okay? So if I know that at the end of them we list five successes, well, I've only thought of two. So, I don't know, maybe I'll wash the dishes or who knows what I'll do just to create some success, to create something. Or maybe I'll organize my files. Yeah, but at the end of the day, if I do that, I'll feel like it is a success. So to acknowledge five successes, it could be in communication, it could be in relationships. Today I'm planning to give my attention to Satvatobe 3, an adventure in conscious living. That will be facilitating that June 17th to 20th. That's starting next Friday, June 17th to 20th. So I'm going to give some time to prepare myself for that. And I know if I do that, no ifs, I'm going to do that. That's going to feel good. It's going to feel like a success at the end of the day. I'm going to feel more prepared. So we find this out. That's because oftentimes personal growth, we can be looking at the dark sides. We can be focusing on that which is not working or not working so well. We can be focusing on pain, and there's a place for that. And then kind of a platform or foundation to do that in a productive, healthy way can be that there is time each day. There's regular time in my life to to acknowledge my successes, celebrate my successes. You're listening to the Self-Talk Radio Show, your station for self-realization.
David, we have a caller online. Caller, hello. Hello, yeah? You can state your name and then you can express whatever you want to participate into.
My name is Anne. Hello?
Hello, Anne. Thanks for joining us on the Soft Radio Show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind, Dr. Wolf, is when you have expressed how you really feel, and I'm talking about in a marriage relationship, and your partner is not willing to listen, and the decisions they're making are affecting the quality of your relationship, and you still come from a place of compassion and truth. What do you do if they won't listen?
I can imagine that's a very frustrating situation, and I'm hearing some frustration in your voice. And am I correct to understand, Anne, that you're not feeling heard or understood, and that's painful for you in your relationship?
I'm not only not feeling heard, but when I do talk about how I feel, I'm being told that I'm not understanding and I'm not supportive because I don't agree with if I don't agree, then I'm the bad guy and I'm not being supportive.
Right. And so I hear, Anne, that you're giving endeavor to show support and understanding, but for you that doesn't mean to agree with everything. There's an important distinction between understanding and agreeing. And you certainly don't want to be inauthentic, and you don't want to pretend to agree to stuff you don't agree with.
Right, especially as it relates to the quality of our marriage and our financial stability.
Yes.
It's very hard when you try to come from a place of openness and love and support, and you're told you don't understand. You know, all you do is point out my mistakes.
Right. And that feels like unfair criticism to you. That feels unfair to you.
Yes. So I don't know. I was hoping you could give me some advice. Do I need to listen more? Do I need to just not say anything and let things cool down? I don't know.
Okay, well, apart from the criticism you're getting from your partner, how well do you feel you're doing at listening and understanding when your partner expresses, especially at those times when you don't agree, how well do you, like if you gave yourself from 0 to 10, with 0 being you're not at all satisfied with your listening and 10 is you're completely satisfied, how would you rate yourself, especially in those emotionally charged issues when you don't agree?
Maybe a 6.
About a 6. About a 6.
I ask questions. I ask him questions so that I can understand, and then he tells me, you don't listen, and I'm tired of having the same conversation. You know, it's a situation where his business is failing, but he won't look for other employment while still trying to work his business. And I don't understand why not. I'm not asking to abandon the dream. I'm just saying, while you're working on your dream, do something else, even part-time. And he refuses.
Yes.
And when I suggest that, he says, all I'm doing is pointing out what he's not doing right.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to listen.
And
I'm trying to hear him.
Yes. Now, one thing, you know, there's in good listening, there's definitely a place for questions. my sense from what you're saying is, and one thing I want to say, that I hear that you're not feeling heard or understood, and that's definitely an issue to address. And then, you know, sometimes there's a saying, people don't care what you know till they know that you care. And it sounds like you have some valuable things to share, some important perspectives to share, and you're frustrated that you're not being heard and understood. And
well, what he hears is criticism. No matter what I say, he hears that I'm criticizing.
Right. I'm hearing that. And that's frustrating for you because your intention isn't to just put him down. Your intention is to contribute in a meaningful... Yeah, that's not your intention. And so... Again, and your partner's not here, and so I don't, you know, I'm not there in your conversations. My sense is that perhaps he'd be more open to hear what you have to say and to receive it without feeling like reactively attacked. My sense is he might feel more open to that if sometimes instead of asking questions, again, because even if you ask good questions, sometimes questions can feel like interrogation or probing. Especially if a person is like emotionally sensitive or irritated or insecure. And so instead of asking questions, to simply practice mirroring back what you understood he said and the feeling behind it. And even if what he's saying is anger at you or he's disappointed with something or he's encouraged about something, to mirror back what he said and the feeling behind it. And maybe to do that three or four times before asking a question. And then if you ask a question, and to follow it up with another three or four reflections of the content of what your partner said and the feeling behind it. So that you're committed that before you ask your question or before you express yourself, he's going to feel 100% understood. And that doesn't mean that you need to pretend to agree with him. Just based on what you're saying, that's a suggestion that I think might be helpful to create an environment that will feel safer for both of you to express and be respected and understood.
I'll try it. I've tried that before. And, you know, for example, he says, don't ask me anything about my business. And then he mm-hmm. says, you're not interested in anything that has to do with my business. I can't win there. He says, don't ask me anything. If there's something I want you to know, I'll tell you. And then when I don't say anything, he says, you're not even interested in what's going on in my business. So how do you win?
Right. Okay. Well, okay. So how might you reflect back that? Let's say I was your partner and I said, you're not even interested in my business. How might you follow my guidance and reflect that back? Look, Ann, you're not even
What I'm hearing from you is that you don't feel I'm interested in what you're doing in your business. What I'm hearing
That's
from
right.
you is that you feel I don't care about your business.
That's right. Yeah, it seems like you really don't care because you're just asking your questions and you're not really caring what I have to say.
You feel I don't care what you have to say. I'm listening. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Thank you, Anne, for participating. I'd like to offer you, Anne, a coaching consultation with a Sattva Tov coach. I'd like to offer you a coaching consultation of 20 to 30 minutes where we'll get to explore this further. And so contact us right after the show, and we'll schedule a coaching consultation. I appreciate your participation, Anne. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Anne, and thank you all for listening. You've been listening to the Sattva Tov Radio Show, your station for self-realization.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, I know you called into the show, and the show just ended. And I just wanted to see if you had any question, and I could give your question to Dr. David Wolf, and maybe he can send you an email to respond to your question.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I my question is I don't know how to shorten and summarize it, but I am in relationship with somebody right now who is dealing with some anger management tendencies, and I know that because I used to be in that space myself, and I've learned some tools over the years to manage that effectively on my side, but I've never, since then, I haven't actually been in relationship with somebody who's been challenged in this way, and so I'm finding myself unable to hold space for him because my triggers are coming up, and I am wondering how to most effectively hold space for him and address the situation in a way that helps me stay calm as well.
Yeah. So you yourself have been dealing with anger issue, and then now you're in a relationship with someone who is just facing the same issue that you used to face, and it's triggering you, and you want to really know what's the balance for you to really be there for him and help him going through his process without you being triggered, without you losing your footage and staying balanced.
Yes.
Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, where are you calling from, Jessica?
Colorado,
okay. What I'd like to offer you, Jessica, because the show is over, and I'd like to offer you, if you want, to have a coaching consultation, like a 20-minute to half-hour coaching consultation with a Salvatore coach, and to really explore that. Yeah?
Okay.
In order to do that, what I would like you to do is to go to the Salvatore website. Are you familiar with the Salvatore website?
Yes.
Yeah, so you go to sadvatov.com, and then if you scroll on the right side column, if you scroll down, you are invited to take a free goal profile, a questionnaire. And if you go there and kind of fill out what's your goal, what's your issue, what you like to discuss in your coaching consultation, then a Salvatov coach is going to contact you, and the coaching consultation is complimentary, meaning there is no fee for it. It's just a service that Salvatov Institute offers to people.
Okay.
Yeah?
And you said this
and
is
then,
the... Oh, I apologize.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Me. No, I'm okay. I'm listening to you. What is it can clarify for you?
Okay. So I'm on the home page right now, and you said I need to go on the right-hand side a little bit down the page to the free personal goal profile. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, exactly. Do you see it?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you click on that, then it will take you to a page where you can put your name and email address, and then next page you will have a questionnaire to evaluate your life, different life area, like how you're doing with relationship, how you're doing with health, how you're doing with career, finance, and you can evaluate your life, and then different goal where you want to go with your life. And then the last question is about what would you like to work on in your coaching consultation. And then as soon as we receive your registration to a free coaching call, then we will be in contact with you.
Okay. Great.
Schedule a call. Yeah.
Okay.
Or if you want, we can schedule something like that now. If you want to schedule a call now, we could do that too. It's up to you.
I see. I mean, I'm happy to do that as well. Are you guys available on Thursdays by chance?
Thursdays. Thursdays, let me see if there is someone available. Thursday, Thursday, there's nothing really open on Thursday. Friday, there is time open on Friday.
What time do you have available on Friday?
Friday, we have open. You're in Colorado, so we are in Florida, Eastern time. You're in Mountain time, it's 2 hours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's say 9 a.m. in the morning for you. Does that work?
I can make that work. Do you have is that the only time available you have? Is that this Friday?
No, we have quite a lot of slots. If you give me an idea of time on Friday, I can match what you have.
Yeah, like a 12 o'clock, 12 Mountain would be amazing, and if that doesn't work, 10 a.m. Mountain.
12 Mountain time will work?
Uh-huh.
12 your time will work. 12 works. So I'm going to give you a phone number to call, and I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do your coaching consultation. You can call 386-462 1438.
Okay.
If you want, you can use Skype also. And when I receive your goal profile registration, I will send you my Skype address.
Okay. Fine either way. I can do a long distance call too, so I have no preference.
Okay. Oh, good. Good, Jessica. And I look forward to being with you and really looking at strategies for you to really be in your power and be there for your partner at the same time.
Okay, great. What was your name?
My name is Marie.
Marie.
Gashin. If you go on About Us, you will see a picture of me.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, then I will speak with you this Friday at 12 p.m. Mountain.
Friday. Exactly, June 10 at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and it will be 2 p.m. my time.
Okay, and I just want to make sure I have the right phone number, 386-462-1438.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
great.
Correct. I have one more question for you, Jessica. How did you find out about our radio show?
Oh, I saw David at a Peak Potential event.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for calling, and I look forward to our coaching consultation.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.